Welcome to In the Middle with You, a podcast where we invite you into the day-to-day of our middle school community. I'm Gaia, and I am the social-emotional learning and wellness counselor, and I am here today with Tammy Cuckoo, our vice principal. And we are back with a special surprise edition episode. As a school, we are getting ready for a very big celebration. Tammy, what are we getting ready to celebrate?
Gaia, this week is homecoming week. We are pumped. It's One Oaks Christian to the max. We got a lot of things happening this week, and we're going to go over some of those things. But before I get into that, we have a special guest with us today. You all know him as Coach Mark. Mark Tyler, who's also an alumni of Oaks Christian. He graduated in 2007, Gatorade Player of the Year, ex-Trojan, and Green Bay Packer. Mark, how you feeling today?
I'm feeling good. Thanks for having me.
So glad to have you. We got a couple questions for you about homecoming as we prepare for the week.
Mark, I would love to know your favorite memory from your homecoming days when you were a student here at Oaks Christian.
I would say the pep rallies, because I started as a freshman here, so you start in the yellow, and then every year you just work your way up into the different color, and you always look forward to being a senior and finally being able to wear the red and feel like the top of the school. So the pep rallies were always fun, and then having that class spirit. Also, twin day, having a twin with your friend and matching. But the end of it all was the football game on Friday nights were always fun, just seeing the alumni and seeing everybody come back and all the celebrations. So homecoming week was always amazing, and Oaks always did it up and made it fun for all the students.
You made it pretty fun and exciting too, because I'm sure you ran for thousands of yards on Thorson Field, didn't you?
Well, homecoming was always special because it was always like the most crowded game, and so you always want to put on a show when everybody's there. So homecoming, I always try to, go a little harder.
I wasn't here, but I've heard about the bright lights, and Mark Tyler was in those lights.
Okay, Mark, now that you are back at Oaks Christian as a staff member, why did you choose to come back here after being a student?
I would say, God works in mysterious ways. My wife and I and our family, we're living in Santa Clarita, and she works from home, so we were looking to move, and I wasn't happy with what I was doing out there. And so I came out here, and she encouraged me to just go coach at Oaks. And I didn't have a job on campus yet, but she encouraged me to go coach. And I listened to her because, my wife, the wives are always the smartest. And so I went out there and coached, and I met some staff members. And then I met Miss Cuckoo. And Miss Cuckoo, we interviewed, and she offered me a teacher assistant job. And it's just been amazing to be back and to be with the kids every day. It's not something I ever thought I would do, but it's something that I love now. And I just try to pour into the kids and, encourage them just like I was when I was here. And it's been great every day, meeting new kids every year and meeting the parents and just being around people who think like you and want to help these kids and help them in their religion and their life. It's been great.
Awesome. Thank you, Mark. Mark, you've been such a blessing to our campus. And parents, I hope you see that Oaks Christian alumni, they come back. There's something special about this place, and we're so happy that our students come back and give back to our students on the field, in the classroom. Mark, I'm sure you never thought you'd be working in an engineering class. How's that going?
Engineering has been great. We get to make a lot of things. I'm learning a lot, too, because I never had engineering growing up. So being able to use the power tools and teach kids, I know a lot about power tools because I work in public works out in Santa Clarita. So working with those tools and working with the kids and just seeing their faces, being able to use these power tools, because at the age of 10, 11, 12, I wouldn't think kids would be able to use these, but they know what they're doing. And these kids are really smart. They're taught well. And we're just trying to keep kids safe. And that's what we do here.
Love that. Safety first in the engineering room.
Let it be known that the students love Coach Mark. He is the highlight of their day.
All over the campus at carpool. He's doing special dances, special handshakes. Mm-hmm. I see it. There's no denying it.
No, your impact on our culture has been so impactful in such a short amount of time. So we are so grateful to have you back here as a part of the staff. As we celebrate our 25th anniversary this year, we want to end with the question of what does Oaks Christian mean to you as not only an alumni, but now as a staff?
Oaks, to me, it means a lot because I came here as a 13-year-old ninth grader. I'm from Palmdale. My parents wanted me to go to a Christian school to learn and get out of Palmdale. And so I came here as a 13-year-old. I lived with a family, the Clausens, in high school. So they took me in. They took care of me. The first year was rough, obviously, just culture-wise and being around so far from home and living with a family. But, you know, Oaks really took me in. They took care of me. It really changed my life. And so that's why I wanted to come back to do the same that was done to me and take care of the kids. And, you know, Oaks, even when I went to college, you know, Oaks would always reach out to me. The people here, they would pray for me whenever I had trouble. It's just a family that you can always come back to. You can always count on. And I really take pride in working here and doing what was doing for these kids, what they did for me.
That's awesome. Thank you for sharing that, Mark. Now let's get into this year's homecoming. Your middle school students can look forward to a week filled with spirit. We're going to kick it off on Wednesday with a pink out. We're supporting breast cancer awareness. And kids, we want to see you in pink from head to toe, top to bottom. Pink out. Thursday is the Wild Wild West. Wild Wild West. And we would need those cowboy hats, big belt buckles, boots, you know, some spurs maybe. Actually, I take that back. Hold the spurs. No spurs on Thursday. And Friday is the culmination. It's the big game. And we're going to start Friday with jerseys, wear your favorite team to school. But that night, we get ready for the big game, and we're taking on Pacifica of Oxnard at 7. But please arrive early, because who knows what might happen. We might have fireworks.
We might.
I don't know. Someone might jump out of a plane.
They might.
I don't know. Our students might parade around the field.
They probably will.
They probably will. There might be cars on the field. I have no idea, but you have to be here to check it out this Friday. And that's our special edition of In the Middle with You, Homecoming. Thank you, Mark Tyler, for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Until the next episode, see ya.
See ya.